Hey, it's Zach. You're listening to The Best Advice Show, and it's Friday, Food Friday.
My name is Andrew Zerbo. I am the chef and creator behind Fermental State.
For Andrew, fermentation is a very practical way for him to feel better. But it's also a metaphor for this piece of advice that keeps coming up on this show.
Yeah, so I just started realizing that with any big improvement in my life, whether it was like learning a new skill like playing guitar, or, you know, I'm a magician as well, or weight loss, or, you know, learning how to lift weights at the gym, it was always like small change over time yields the greatest transformation. And I applied that idea to food, and like that's what fermentation is, just small change over time. So it's just like making those small tweaks daily can lead you into like the greatest changes. And that's why I chose to get into fermentation. The brain and your gut are connected by this vagus nerve, and it's like kind of interesting. So whatever you feed your gut will eventually like go up its way to the vagus nerve and affect your brain. So if you're eating like crap all the time, eventually you're going to become depressed and foggy and exhausted. And then conversely, you know, like if something scary happens to you, or you get really bad news, or if you meet someone that's like, you know, gives you butterflies, for instance, like you're going to feel that. Your stomach doesn't have the ability to like laugh or feel like, you know, a joke is funny or something like that. But, you know, everyone's experienced those moments where like you feel like this pit in your stomach when you hear something uncomfortable, or, you know what I mean? And I think like when you're stressed out, you know, you can definitely feel that happening. And I feel like that's why people sometimes will get stomach ulcers and all these things from stress. So it's like, if you try to calm yourself down and you find ways to do that, whether it's through exercise or meditation or whatever, you can actually like, you know, control what's happening in your stomach better than if you were to like let the stress get to you. And that's why I say like, don't stress about your gut health, just feed it well, you know, feed your gut well. And they'll both work together throughout this highway between your brain and your stomach, you know?
Yeah. When your brain and gut are kind of feeling the best, what's happening in both of those areas? Like, what are you eating and what are you thinking about?
Obviously I think a lot of people have experienced stress and anxiety to a different level in the past year and a half because of this pandemic. When it first started, I was like definitely experiencing a lot of anxiety and a lot of stress and depression, you know, but I started amping up the probiotics in my life, not really knowing that I was doing it. I just started eating more yogurt. A friend of mine got me drinking kefir. I love pickled vegetables. I like that sort of thing. So, I mean, I just amped it up anyway because of healthier alternatives to what I could have been eating. And I noticed a shift in my like mental clarity. Like I wasn't as foggy as like I was when I was eating not as nutrient dense of, you know, different types of food and that sort of thing. But yeah, I think upping naturally occurring probiotics in your diet, whether it's from fermented foods, which I would prefer just because I think they're more flavorful, you know, like miso, for example, is like one of the most flavorful things on the planet. Even though like on its own, it doesn't really taste like much, when it's in something, you know, it just tastes better. So I have like this bias towards fermented foods because I think they offer like more flavor. Like if I take, you know, fermented blueberries, like they taste like blueberries, like in stereo, if that makes sense, you know? Mm-hmm. So like something like that, where it's a lot more flavorful. And then it's got like these living organisms in it, if you will, because of the fermentation.
You can follow Andrew's experiments in fermentation at fermental_state on Instagram. That's fermental, FERMENTAL_state. It's been another week of The Best Advice Show. I hope you got something out of today's episode. And if you did, please share it with your family and friends. As always, I would love it if you call me on the advice hotline and give me your advice. 844-935-BEST. That's 844-935-BEST. Have a great weekend.